We reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearing, public hearings. We're very glad that you're here with us.
Actually, sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Robertson asked if we have to wait until 5:30. We actually took the time out of the agenda, so.
Okay, well, how were the hearings advertised?
They were advertised with a 5 p.m. start.
Okay, all right.
But I can check the letter just to make sure.
Yeah, let's just double check that, because originally we talked about the hearing started at 5:30, and I don't want to get us into a due process situation starting 10 minutes early.
Our apologies to interrupt you.
I'm fine rolling ahead, but I don't want to roll ahead and then.
Yeah, we don't want to roll into.
You don't want me to read that motion again, don't you? You have plenty of time to read it again.
All right, well, as I was saying, we reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings.
So, all three hearings are advertised for 5 p.m., so we're okay.
Okay, yeah. It's at 5? It's at 5, so we're good.
Okay.
All right.
You sure? All right.
Just making sure. I don't want to get in trouble.
It's all good. All right.
Starting over.
As I was saying, before that, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearing. We're very glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process.
Dang, I did it again. I'm sorry, that was me. I was trying to turn my phone off and hit the wrong button.
Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak either in person or electronically on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present or listening on the internet is invited to stay or to continue watching throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberation and the votes on the pending applications. As I stated, these proceedings are also broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. I would point out that there is a 30-second delay between what's occurring live in chambers and what goes out on the internet. So when we do go to anybody who wants to participate by phone, we will allow time for that delay to catch up. So just keep that in mind for those here in chambers and also online. Everyone in attendance or participating by phone should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. If you do have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then, the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first in chambers, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. After we have speakers who are present in the chambers, the chairman will go to folks who are on the telephone to allow those people to speak for or against the application during that hearing. Whenever speaking to the commission, whether live in chambers or on the phone, we ask that you identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. And lastly, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission, and individuals supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we begin, our county council has permitted us to conduct public meetings observing what is popularly known as the restaurant rule when it comes to the wearing of masks. And what that means is that while you are seated where you are and you're still and you are socially distanced, if you wish to remove your mask, you may do so. And then if you get up to approach the podium, we would appreciate if you would put your mask on before you get up. Come on up. When you get up here, you can take your mask off and we'll have a conversation, and then you can put your mask back on, return to your seat where you can take your mask off again. You're welcome to do that, or you are more than welcome to wear your mask the entire time. It's completely up to you. So with that, our first public hearing is conditional use number 2247, Hillary Brock.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a mini spa to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Beaver Dam Road, that's Route 23, approximately 0.41 miles south of Hopkins Road, that's Sussex County Route 286. The 911 address is 19950 Beaver Dam Road, Lewis. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 5. Parcel 44.09. Staff would note that submitted into the record, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of comments received from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and we have received zero comments and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Okay, you come on up, please. And if you would introduce yourselves for the record, please.
I'm Hillary Brock.
Okay.
Todd Brock.
Okay, well, you have heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
I had a business in downtown Milton, a little spa called Nest Spa, and it got destroyed in a fire on September 22nd. Meanwhile, we were building our home on Beaver Dam and built a pole shed. So we kind of have a structure there, and when it got destroyed, we decided to try to finish the front part off and do a small day spa. And I invited a few of my girls to come so they could keep doing what they do, and it would just be a few of us doing skincare services in the day spa on our property.
All right. Okay, we appreciate that. And let's see, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we're going to start with Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
Okay, just a few questions since we're looking at a conditional use here. What would your hours be?
9 to 7, but that's like pushing it.
And that's every day or?
Monday through Saturday.
And would that be the hours you were open or the hours that people would be there?
I mean, it would just be kind of like by appointments and things like that. So it wouldn't just be open from 9 to 7, but I don't want to like cut myself off. And
that's what I was getting at. Yeah. So, okay. And then how many employees are you looking at?
I don't want to have employees. They're going to be subcontractors, and it would just be two more other than myself. So 3 total.
And, do you want a sign with this?
I do.
Okay.
a lidded sign.
Okay. Would you be willing to, since there are, I mean, Beaver Dam's getting a little more busy, would you be willing to turn the sign off after a certain hour, like after 10 or something?
Yeah. Just
to
be, oh, yeah.
Okay. Just try not to light up the entire Sussex County all the time. So, and based on that, so how many people do you think there would be there? I mean, with customers coming and going, would be only so many people at a time, I would think.
So we can only do one appointment at a time, and we probably wouldn't all be working at the same time, most likely. We have lots of children, so I will have very limited hours for myself. So I would say maybe 10 people a day, possibly, coming and going.
Okay. So you have parking for that? And
we do.
You're fine with that? Okay, those are my questions.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
I think she covered it. No
okay.
Questions.
All right, Ms. Wingate.
I don't have any, thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Questions, sir.
Okay. Staff?
Not for me, thank you.
Okay. Council?
None for me, thanks.
All right, then. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody that has an interest in your application.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2247 Hillary Brock? Come on up.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Yeah, we got to do a little cleanup here first, okay? Clean up on aisle one. Going to listen to this, they're going to, what were they doing?
Yeah, right.
All right, come on up. Give us your name, you may have the floor.
My name is Jane Brock, and I own the land adjacent, the 7.78 acres adjacent to the property. Of course, it's my son and daughter-in-law, but we're attempting to build there also, and I have no problems with.
Okay, you don't think they'll be a nuisance to you in any way?
If they are, I'll fix that. So.
Spoken like a good mother.
And that is on the record. That is on the record. All right then.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Anyone else that wish to speak in favor? All right then. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to a conditional use number 2247? All right, then, seeing none. Operator, is there anyone who would like to speak either for or against conditional use number 2247 Hillary Brock? I remind everybody there's a delay, so we're going to be a few seconds here before we hear from the operator. Need volume. Okay, we appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, anyone else, operator? All right. Does anyone on the commission have any further questions?
No, thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Well, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening and see if you make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1930, Indian River School District.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an I1 institutional district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 186.98 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east and west side of Patriots Way. The 911 address is 26026 Patriots Way, and the tax parcel ID is District 133. map 7, parcel 8.01, and district 133, map 11, parcel 105.00. Staff would note that submitted into the record, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the service level evaluation response received from DelDOT, and a copy of comments received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have received zero comments and zero mail returns. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. We'll have a little cleanup here, and then we'll call for the applicant. All right, is there anyone here representing this application? I think there might be.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, I am Joe Booth. I'm Supervisor of Buildings and Grounds for the Indian River School District. I would just like to say that this application came about through the last process with the Howard T. Ennis School, where we saw the conditional use. The current Sussex Central High School has a conditional use, and at that time we were informed that the new I-1 zoning would be perhaps more appropriate for use of the property. Hence, we filed for a change of zone, which will also include a proposed new Sussex Central High School to go on the corner next to the existing high school. I'm not sure if I can answer any questions from you or any commission members.
Well, we'll find out. We appreciate the fact that you're here because we invited you. were you all on the commission when we did this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were here. Okay, so everybody knows. Yeah, we're just trying to make a better path forward for you, but we'll see if anybody has any questions. Let's see who we're going to start with. We're going to start with Ms. Wingate.
And I don't have any questions.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
No questions.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
No, if it's the same application, I mean.
Yeah, same. Well,
the change is owned now, so.
Right.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Okay. Staff?
No, thanks.
Council?
Just wanted to so I'm clear on the record, is this site where Howard TNS is going, or?
This is the existing high school.
Right.
Across the street is where the Howard T. Ennis is going.
Okay.
And if we can move the map, I'll say north, then south. All right. Then this is the proposed new high school.
Okay. So this is for the site where the new high school is going to go?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I had.
So these two right here are right now under conditional use.
Right.
The Howard T. Ennis is a signed contract and scheduled to start
under the conditional
this week. Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure if this was replacing that conditional use with the I-1, or you're going to see the I-1 for the new high school. So that's what I wanted to make sure I was clear about.
But I guess I would have a question, but it's mainly for the new high school.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how the new zone will affect the other conditional use.
It won't. I just want to make sure in my mind, and their mind, we're talking about the same school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yep. We're good. Thank you, Mr.
Whitley. You're certainly welcome. Okay, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if anybody here has got an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1930, Indian River School District? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1930? All right, operator, is there anyone who would like to speak in favor or in opposition to change of zone number 1930 Indian River School District?
there's anyone online who would like in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-5.
All right, we thank you. Anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Our next public hearing is a change of zone, number 1932, Jeff Cat LLC.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman,
I'm going to recuse myself.
Okay,
so.
Well, if we get in trouble, we'll draft Mr. Hutt.
There you go. Not sure that's how it works, but
he's pretty excited about that.
Trust me, I'm sure he wants no part of it. Carry on.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district, with a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.78 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of King's Highway, that's Route 9, approximately 900 feet southeast of Theodore C. Freeman Highway, that's Sussex County Route 23. The 911 address is 1005 King's Highway, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 335, Map 8, Parcel 40.00, and staff would notice a portion of that parcel. Submitted into the record, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's exhibit book, a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of comments received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have received two written comments and letters. One was received after the packet was circulated at 5 p.m. yesterday, and that has been circulated to the commission. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? We would give Mr. Vore a chance to get the podium cleaned up here. And
you have your black heels on tonight and match your gloves.
I totally did that on purpose. I did better than last time. I got my shoes matching my gloves.
Again, this will all be good on the.
I was going to say, it's going to be a whole other discussion.
All right, sir, come on up.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. My name is Ray Lardner, a principal and professional engineer with the firm Davis, Bowen & Friedel, 1 Park Avenue, Milford, Delaware, 19963. With me this evening is Mr. Jeff Hamer, one of the owners of Jeff Cat LLC and the applicant for tonight's hearing. Tonight we are requesting to rezone approximately 0.78 acres of land from AR to C3 heavy commercial that is located immediately to the north of this project. As you all may recall, we were before you in April of 2019 to rezone a portion of land to the east of this site, of which council approved in May of 2019 and was subsequently consolidated. As Mr. Whitehouse mentioned, we did submit a presentation booklet to support this application. I wanted to take a few minutes to review portions of the booklet. Do I have control? Okay. So in the booklet, just some general data column information about the parcel of land itself. Data sheet. Exhibit 3 is the actual application with some supporting information, which I'll kind of highlight towards the end of my presentation. Exhibit 4 is the bulk of maps. Exhibit 5 is some deeds and some other plans, which I won't kind of get to the back of that. As I mentioned, the area to be rezoned is currently owned by First Baptist Church of Lewis, and the purchase of this property is contingent on that portion of land being rezoned to commercial. of which time then Mr. Hamer will go to settlement with the church. I want to start with the surrounding communities map. My current Big Oyster property is outlined in green. As I mentioned, this back green piece is the part that was rezoned in April of last year, so it kind of creates a little unique shape. The portion outlined in yellow, that is the portion to be purchased that we're here tonight to seek the rezoning of 0.79 acres. To the north, continuing on, is the First Baptist Church. There's Jefferson Apartments, and then Bay Breeze Estates. That kind of puts us on a split where you're heading into the city of Lewis. Coming back down on the other side of the roadway, you've got the strip center where Mr. Pease is currently located. Then you've got a parcel of land that is proposed to be a senior living facility that's in the jurisdiction of the city of Lewis. Then you get into Henlopen Gardens, Jack Lingo Realty Office, and then the Cape Henlopen High School. And then jumping back onto our side of the roadway, you have the Cape Henlopen Medical Office Building on the corner, and then the Mitchell Lands, which is currently subject to about five separate applications, which are currently on hold pending a large facility to have those type of applications. And then finally, Lane Builders, which is the commercial business located right next to Big Oyster. Other maps that are in the booklet will indicate that the property is not located within a floodplain. It's located in a level one investment area of the 2020 state strategies map and is within the coastal area of the 2045 future land use map of the comprehensive plan. And that there is commercial adjacent to the request, so it is not out of character with the area. A service level evaluation request was submitted, and Delta's response is located in the packet. In summary, Delta found the application would generate fewer than 50 trips per hour, fewer than 500 trips per day, and they described this application as negligible for a traffic impact study. How should this be approved by council with a favorable recommendation for ourselves and go through the site plan process? I'm sure Delta will get another bite of that apple as far as right-of-way, easements, and the like. As I mentioned, the applicant did include some additional information with their application, which can be found as part of Exhibit 3. In summary, the church and Big Oyster have had a great relationship over the years, and while not subject to tonight's request, but usually a question, it is intended to turn the multi-use facility into a brew pub operation, and the house that is closer to Kings Highway would be more for the office administration of the business. If that rezoning is approved, it will not adversely affect the neighbors or the neighborhood, as the brew pub is currently already there, would just kind of change the location. Pedestrian vehicular circulation will be improved, as there will be additional parking available near the Big Oyster, and then the applicant would not have to lease lands across the street if needed in busy times. Consistent with the most recent C3 rezoning, and is consistent with the comprehensive plan. I was aware of the one letter of opposition. It dealt with Kings Highway and wanted to know what the plan is. We all would know what the plan is of how wide it's going to be, but that is in Delta's hands. But I'm sure Delta's going to ask for some right-of-way as part of whatever site plan we put in front of them. I was not able to see what the other letter of opposition was, so I'm not able to comment on it. And before I conclude, I'm going to ask Mr. Hamer if there's anything he wants to say on the record for himself.
Well, if you would come up and join us here at the podium.
Do I need to swear?
Nope, you just need to give us your name.
Okay, my name is Jeff Hamer. I live at 113 Draper Drive. The other half of Jeff Cat, my wife's the other half. This property is family property for us. I was here in front of you several years ago. I think some of you might have been here when the church was my only person that really was the person who was against us going in. And it's a Baptist church, and I get it. You know, we were building a brew pub next to a Baptist church. Well, I made promises to this body and to the Sussex County Council, and I can see now 4 years later, I must have honored all my promises, because now the Baptist church is selling me part of their property. So I operate my business like a restaurant, like it should be, and they're selling me this parcel so that they can build their church on the far end of their new parcel, or the parcel that they already currently own. And it actually allows us to operate our business much safer right now. I lease property across the street in another commercial area. People are crossing the highway. I've approached the highway administration about putting a crosswalk on, so I pay for it. But because there's no plans to work on the highway there for a while, and there's no sidewalk to join a crosswalk to, there's only my little sidewalk in front of my property that we put in, I feel that this is like a much safer alternative, is to have the cars that are parking across the street and our storage that we put across the street next to us in the rectory building that's currently there. Also, we had that other property behind it rezoned, was it last year, and there's really not a connector to the property. There's a small alleyway that we have, but because of COVID and having a separate entrance from the back of the restaurant, we've had to build a separate walkway out of the building around in that alleyway. So there's really no way to access our new parcel of land anymore. And no one can see for the foreseeable future when we'll get rid of that alleyway walkway too, so that we don't bring people back out the front door through the restaurant. So this is logically kind of the best of all alternatives for us. We have a great relationship with the church. We've done everything for the community that we've said. We're not, you know, there's odors. We haven't produced odors. We're not producing trash. We're not producing noise. And we've been really well received by the local community. And I think also our carbon footprint, by doing this, we cut down the traffic because all the people around us come to us instead of going out the Route 1. So we've actually cut traffic, not increased it. So, you know, I promise that I'll just operate it like I do right now. In the future, we are growing. Our distribution's up 33% this year, so I need the extra facility next door and to do my canning in. So if you could see your way to do it, I'd appreciate it.
Mr. Hammer, do you enjoy a good joke, good comedy routine?
I do.
When you go home this evening, I want you to Google First Baptist Bar and Grill.
I hope I don't pop up.
No, you won't. But a guy by the name of Tim Wilson will.
Okay.
He was a very funny artist, unfortunately not with us anymore. But you just Google that when you get home tonight.
Will do. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
So in conclusion, we believe that the C3 zoning is appropriate based on the record made tonight and an information contained within the booklet. And the findings of fact used to support change of zone 1875 are also applicable to this application. And those change of zone finding facts are within the packet for you to look at. This concludes our presentation, and both Jeff and I are here to answer any questions that you all may have for us. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with Ms. Holly Stevenson.
I understand the rezoning and what it entails. Of course, you know, my concerns will be interconnectivity and also there will be space for the road expansion that we all know is going to come.
Yes, ma'am.
So, other than that, nope, I don't have any questions.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Okay, Ms. Wingate.
Just speaking to the road expansion, because that is one of the letters, it was actually a letter of concern. So there is ample space there that you'd be able to dedicate right away?
I don't know about ample space. I know we'll be required to provide X amount of right of way as required per the regulation, and if done wants more, they would just have to compensate the developer for that additional width. Unfortunately, we don't know the plan, and it's in talking to DelDOT, most of the improvements are going to kind of stop just short of where we are as they start to try to find a way to have a lane drop going into the city of Lewis. Again, I'm years ahead and we keep pushing DelDOT, but haven't really made it too far. But that's my understanding of talking about what the intent is. So I don't think there'll be a lot of right of way necessary in front of our project. But I wouldn't know that really until we start talking about
DelDOT. And I just want to make sure that we have addressed it properly. I think it's great that a church and a brewery can get along. So that's all the questions I have.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
No questions.
I don't have a question, Mr. Chairman, mm-hmm. other than to note that this is in the King's Highway Master Plan area to which the county participates in those discussions.
Okay. So. Good. Noted. Okay. And we have no counsel, so we have no questions there. All right, then. You take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone that here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1932, Jeff Catt, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change zone number 1932? All right then, operator, is there anyone who would like to speak in favor or in opposition to change of zone number 1932, Jeff Cat LLC. All right, so we thank you. We, at the Planning and Zoning Commission, we do not swear members in, so you may have the floor or go ahead. Sir, we thank you. Okay, operator, who's next? Sir, we thank you. The operator, is there anyone else who would like to speak? All right.